Well, you know, it's not up to just one guy. You know, rushing covers, working together, you know, being assignment sound, making sure you know where they are at all times. And I think all those are contributing factors to trying to contain those great players. Yeah, he looks like Lance. You know, he's moving around well. You know, he's got a good pep in his step. He's excited to be back out there working with the guys. You know, he's, you know, just very experienced. And, you know, just steps right in and knows what to do and plays fast. So it's good to have him back out there working a little bit. Well, he's a good player, and the more good players you have playing, the better chance you have. And so, you know, we'll see. We'll take a day to day and, you know, see how it goes. Feel like he had a good day today, and so we'll keep going. Well, you know, we have to make sure we don't make a whole lot of mistakes out there with these guys. They're one of the best offenses in the league. They run the ball tremendously well. They've got very explosive players in the run game and in the pass game. And we just have to do our jobs, be assignment sound, play fast. And we got to get a lot of guys to the ball, I can tell you that. Where do you start? I mean, he's fast, he's quick, he's got great vision. He's got excellent hands out of the backfield on screens and checkdowns. He's very competitive. He can go the distance. And, you know, he's a guy that he wants the ball.
What's the biggest challenge when you face a team that can run and pass equally well?
Well, everyone's at the point of attack on every play, and you just can't hone in on just one thing. And so you have to be sound in the run game and in the pass game, and you have to prepare for both. Yeah, we just have to make sure we're on the same page. Have to get the call in quickly. Have to get aligned very quickly. Make sure we communicate. And then when the ball snaps, we got to go play.
Do you feel like you practice against an offense with a similar up-tempo style?
It's not quite that same tempo, but we'll make sure they're ready for it. He was very active in the game, Rat. You know, he made some plays in the run game. He did a nice job in the pass rush, creating some pressure and some pocket collapse. That was huge. He brings great energy to the group. He's very confident. The guys are confident in him. And so he's a great guy to have out there. Really glad we have him. Well, you know, Zach, he's an experienced guy. He doesn't get too high or too low. He's very consistent. He knows what it's all about out there. He's got excellent ball skills. He's got a good catch radius. He's got good speed. He's got really good awareness. And that's what you're looking for at the corner spot. And so he made some big plays for us in the game. And hopefully he'll continue to do that for us. We'll sub when we can sub and when it's appropriate. But we'll be ready to go to long haul and go to distance with the guys that are out there. And, you know, we have to play hard and we have to play long.
Where's Stephen Pye at right now?
Pye?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when he was in the game, he played well. And I was happy with what we saw and the plays he had. He did a nice job in the run game, and then he also did a nice job on the pass rush. When he was in there, had some really good chase plays on some screens and things like that. So felt good about the plays and the production from him.